The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. That's newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
California's business climate continues to deteriorate so much that a record number of companies are leaving the state. Joe Vranich is the author of a report urging businesses to leave the once golden state, the business hostile state, because the business climate continues to worsen. In fact, he practices what he preaches, because I'm going to talk to him from his new home. Once in Irvine, he's now in Pennsylvania, not far from Pittsburgh. Joe, it's good to talk with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine here in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, which is beautiful. It looks like Irvine, but it's a lot less expensive to live here.
So in your report, you used to say it was taxes that were so high. Now you say it's the legal environment that is stacked against businesses that is a reason why businesses need to flee. Walk us into this. What happened? How did it get this way?
Well, the California regulatory and legal environment has always been dreadful, but what happened in 2008 just goes beyond the pale. It's terrible. It's outrageous. When the legislature passed and Jerry Brown signed into law an immigration reform act of some sort or another that basically tells companies, if you cooperate with the federal authorities on immigration, you are now guilty of a state crime. However, if you fail to cooperate with federal authorities on immigration, it's federal crime. So what these politicians have done is just beyond belief. The contempt that they show for businesses by putting them in a lose-lose situation is just beyond the pale. The arrogance, the hubris, I cannot believe these politicians. So for all the time I've done business relocations, I've never openly recommended that companies leave California, but I do now.
What you're talking about is California's new Immigrant Worker Protection Act that states if an employer that follows federal immigration law, well, it's now violating state immigration law. It has to do, doesn't it, with those potential raids or looking at information to see who's working for you. And the state has really been pushing back against the Trump administration, and they've done this with their law, haven't they?
Well, they have. California needs to learn it's not an independent country. It's one of 50 states in the United States. And although they rank 49th when it comes to things like the business tax climate, so it's not just the legal climate, but the Tax Foundation in Washington, D.C. ranks business taxes in California, as I say, at 49th. Only New Jersey is worse than California.
Back to the legal environment, it's not just that, but I know if a lot of businesses talk about PAGA, the Private Attorney General's Act that they have here in the state, that literally lets attorneys troll into businesses on an allegation and go through workers' time cards and records and look for mistakes and then stack and then set it up so that businesses are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That law is absolutely terrible. And let me give you an example of how lawyers in California are treating businesses. There is a law in California, regulation, I should say, that dictates what needs to appear on a paycheck stub. Now, you aren't going to believe this, but if you have a typo on a paycheck stub, you can be sued by the employee, you could be subject to a class action suit, and you could be fined by the state. So one company, I forgot their name, let's say they were Smith and Company Incorporated. This is a true story. They left off the word incorporated on the paycheck stub. Now, everybody got paid properly. They were paid on time. There's no problem. That company was sued because they left off the word incorporated, and the plaintiffs won. Now, what is this where the state of California makes simple mistakes into crimes? Well, one reason is they love gathering the fees because the fees go into the account of the particular state agency that issued the fine. So all these agencies have inspectors who are incentivized to find anything possibly that they could find wrong in a company office, warehouse, factory, or whatever. And the unjust nature of it all is unbelievable. And once again, this shows that sheer arrogance, and I use the word contempt on purpose and the word hubris on purpose, because these people in California, politicians, are smart enough to know the damage that they're doing to businesses, but they don't care because they're so far left. And the majority of them have never run a business. They don't know what it's like to meet a payroll. They don't know what it's like to meet a book of employee rules that are 2 inches thick. They have no clue about how to run a business.
Joe Vranich is with us. He is publicly advocating businesses leave California. And a lot have, including yourself. You had a business in Irvine, California. Tell us about the transition out of state and what it's like in your new location.
Well, we evaluated several places to go before we left. After all, I'm a state selection consultant, so I know how to do that. And we evaluated some places in Florida and Texas. But what was the defining factor for us is we could be closer to my family in Pennsylvania and my wife's family in Maryland. I'm really glad we moved here. To give you an example, from a business standpoint, in California, to keep my S-Corp going, I had to pay $800 a year. In Pennsylvania, it's a one-time charge of $125 and no more fees forever after that. That's just one example of the cost reductions I'm enjoying in running my business here. And also, when it comes to our personal lives, living in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania is 44% less expensive than living in Irvine. So now we have more money to go out, disposable income to go out and do things. Maybe we'll take a vacation in Italy next year, for example. So from a business and personal quality of life aspect, we're much happier here than we were there, despite California's nice weather.
So, Joe, what are you paying for gasoline back there? What does it run for you when you go back?
It runs a little less than California. Gasoline is about the only thing back here that is not a clear advantage over California, because these politicians are raiding gas tax funds to pay for all kind of other things, just like California does. So we don't save that much, but I have to tell you, for a house that's almost twice as big as what I had in California, our real estate taxes are 40% less. My income taxes are way down. Sales taxes are about one-third less expensive. Car registration fees are minimal, and I understand that they're going up again in California. So from a tax standpoint, gasoline is about the only thing that is not a pretty picture. Everything else is a beautiful picture.
So where are businesses going to? You're in Pennsylvania. That's not on the top of the list, is it? I mean, people leaving California, a lot of them go to Texas or Nevada or Arizona. Where are they going?
They're going to the three states you just mentioned there, and that's the order. Texas draw has been the number one state for California business every year in the 9 years I've done this kind of a study. But they're also going to North Carolina, Florida, Utah, really many, many states. Here's the interesting thing. If you ask, well, what municipalities are they going to? Well, Austin is number one because they draw a lot of companies out of Silicon Valley. Then there's also Reno, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Why? Because they're only 1 hour away from your facility in either L.A. or the San Francisco Bay Area. And although many, many companies are going to Dallas and so forth, they're also going to what I call the flyover cities, like Fort Worth, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Indianapolis, even Pittsburgh has drawn a lot of Silicon Valley companies. So these smaller cities, like Fort Worth, for example, they offer a whole lot in the way of cultural amenities, fun things to do, and so forth. And when company officials visit these places, and they're given this huge, warm welcome, they not only does the governor welcome some of these, but in some, I mean, not only does the mayor welcome some of these people, but even governors will show up at a meeting and welcome these companies that are arriving. I can't remember when Jerry Brown has ever gone to welcome a company moving to California.
So what is it? Is it an arrogance out here that the lawmakers know the weather is great and another group of people will come in? I mean, what are they banking on? How do they get away with this?
how they get away with it is because we now have a perverted way of thinking among the state's electorate. They've gone so far leftist. They're into so many free things. They want free this, free that, without paying attention that it's many times businesses having to pay for that free stuff. I just read that in the first day of the California legislature this year, on the first day, I forgot how many bills were introduced, but the total cost of the bills is $40 billion. These people in California's legislature, they need psychiatrists. What do they think they're going to achieve? I can see more businesses leaving the state. And by the way, this is not a pitch for me and my consulting services. I'm doing just fine without getting more business, but I can see where a lot of my peers in this business would obtain more clients as California acts in such a bizarre manner.
Any hope for turning it around? I mean, you gave up, but there's still a lot of people who kind of are tied to the area, that they have other factors that mean they need to kind of stay.
There are people who need to stay. I know one fellow who's taking care of his parents and they're in assisted living. He's not going to be going anywhere, at least for a while. And there are people who have, you know, kids in school or ties to the community with family. And that's understandable that they will stay. Also, it's also true that occasionally a company is going to move to California. Because after all, look at the huge size of the population in the state. And so if you've got a consumer products company, I mean, if you make and sell shoes, you've got to have a presence in a place like California. But for every one of those, companies that are leaving are certain all kinds of manufacturers, software companies. Believe it or not, green companies find it easier to build their solar panels and windmills in other states than in California.
Joe, we're out of time. Wish we could talk long. I want to thank you very much. Joe Vranich, where can people read about this?
Oh, they can go to spectrumlocationsolutions.com/California, and a summary of the report will pop up.
With that, I'm going to thank you much. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.